Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Budgeting with a Purpose Step-by-Step Weekly Workbook to Build Smarter Spending Habits and Make Confident Money Decisions to Create Long-Lasting Financial Habits by Tammy Schneider. Is a practical personal finance workbook focused on everyday budgeting behavior rather than complex financial theory. Positioned within the Practical Wealth series, it presents budgeting as a repeatable weekly practice built around awareness, reflection, and small adjustments. The book is designed for individuals and households who want clearer control over spending without adopting a strict daily tracking system or a highly technical budgeting model. Its purpose is not simply to create a budget on paper, but to help readers understand income, identify overlooked spending patterns, and make more deliberate money decisions over time. The workbook format matters because the method depends on repeated check-ins, written reflection, and gradual habit formation. Its central contribution is a flexible, low-pressure structure for turning financial uncertainty into manageable weekly review. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, weekly check-ins replace rigid daily expense tracking. A defining feature of Budgeting with a Purpose is its use of weekly financial check-ins as the core budgeting rhythm, instead of requiring readers to record every purchase immediately or maintain a detailed daily ledger. The workbook organizes attention around a recurring review of income, spending, habits, and upcoming needs. This structure lowers the barrier to consistency because it accepts that many people forget purchases, have irregular weeks, or become discouraged by overly demanding systems. The weekly format also creates enough distance for reflection. Readers can look at patterns rather than isolated transactions, asking whether spending matched priorities and where small changes could improve the next week. This is especially useful for households that find traditional budgeting emotionally tense or administratively burdensome. The workbook treats budgeting as a practice of observation and course correction, not a test of discipline. That distinction is important because sustainable financial behavior often depends less on perfect tracking than on regular, honest review. By making the check-in manageable, Schneider emphasizes repetition as the mechanism through which confidence develops. Secondly, the workbook emphasizes real net income and practical cash awareness. The book directs attention to the money that is actually available for spending and planning, not just the larger gross income figure that may appear on a salary agreement or invoice. This focus on real net income is practical because many budgeting problems begin when people plan from an inflated sense of available cash. Taxes, payroll deductions, benefits, debt payments, and other fixed obligations can make the usable amount much smaller than expected. By asking readers to clarify what comes in and what is already committed, the workbook encourages a more accurate financial baseline. This matters because confident money decisions require knowing the limits within which choices are being made. A budget built on vague estimates can create frustration even when a household is trying to be responsible. Schneider's approach appears to favor clarity before restriction. The point is not to shame spending, but to make the starting numbers visible enough that readers can choose priorities deliberately. This grounding in actual cash flow makes the workbook more accessible than systems that begin with abstract percentages or advanced planning formulas. Thirdly, silent money leaks become visible through repeated reflection. One of the practical functions of the workbook is helping readers notice silent money leaks, such as forgotten subscriptions, automatic renewals, convenience purchases, or small recurring expenses that rarely feel important in isolation. These leaks are not framed as moral failures. They are treated as evidence that modern spending often happens passively, through defaults and habits rather than conscious decisions. The weekly review process gives readers a chance to identify where money leaves without adding equivalent value. This is different from simply cutting discretionary spending across the board. The method asks whether each pattern is intentional, useful, and aligned with current priorities. That reasoning is important because many households can improve their financial position without extreme austerity if they first recover money from expenses they no longer notice or value. The workbook format supports this by encouraging repeated observation. A single budget session may miss recurring drains, but regular review makes patterns easier to detect. The result is a more realistic form of spending control, based on visibility and adjustment rather than broad restriction. Fourthly, habit building is treated as more important than budgeting perfection. Budgeting with a purpose presents financial improvement as a gradual habit building process rather than a demand for flawless execution. This is an important distinction in the personal finance category, where many systems assume that the reader will maintain precise records, follow rules consistently, and immediately correct overspending. Schneider's workbook appears designed for people whose financial lives include messy weeks, occasional takeout, irregular purchases, and incomplete tracking. By allowing room for imperfection, It reduces the all-or-nothing thinking that often causes people to abandon budgets after a setback. The repeated weekly structure helps readers practice returning to the process, which may be more valuable than meeting every target exactly. Over time, this can build awareness, restraint, and confidence without relying on guilt as a motivator. The emphasis on habits also makes the book more behavioral than technical. It focuses on what people can repeat in ordinary life. That makes the method especially relevant for readers who already know budgeting is important, but struggle to sustain a system long enough for it to change decisions. Lastly, money conversations are framed around clarity rather than blame. The workbook is relevant not only for individuals, but also for couples or households that share financial decisions. Its non-judgmental approach matters because budgeting often becomes emotionally charged when one person feels monitored, criticized, or blamed for spending. By centering weekly awareness and reflection, the book offers a structure that can make money conversations more concrete and less accusatory. Instead of arguing from vague impressions, readers can look at actual numbers, visible patterns, and agreed priorities. This does not eliminate disagreement, but it changes the basis of discussion from personal fault to shared information. The focus on small adjustments also makes cooperation more realistic. A household does not have to redesign its entire financial life at once to benefit from clearer spending awareness. This dimension differentiates the workbook from budgeting guides that are mainly mathematical. Schneider's approach recognizes that financial habits are social and emotional as well as numerical. For shared households, the practical benefit is a repeatable process for discussing money without making every review feel like a confrontation. In conclusion, Budgeting with a Purpose is best suited for readers who want a practical budgeting routine but have struggled with strict systems, daily tracking, or complicated financial frameworks. It may be especially useful for people who feel uncertain about where their money goes, households trying to reduce financial tension, or couples who need a neutral structure for reviewing spending together. The main benefit is behavioral rather than technical. Readers are likely to gain clearer awareness of usable income, recurring expenses, spending habits, and the small decisions that shape long-term financial stability. The book stands out in its category because it does not appear to present budgeting as a rigid formula or a test of discipline. Instead, it uses the workbook format to make financial review repetitive, concrete, and emotionally manageable. Compared with more advanced personal finance books, it may offer less depth on investing, debt strategy, or wealth building. However, that narrower focus is also its strength. It addresses the earlier and often overlooked stage of personal finance learning to observe money honestly and make consistent weekly adjustments. For readers seeking a low-pressure, hands-on budgeting companion, its practical structure is its clearest advantage. If you would like to support Tammy Schneider, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.